Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to an encore edition of Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In a couple of minutes, we'll be speaking with Charles Bush on elevating the art of the drag queen and on his first feature film, A Very Serious Person. But first, the Pulitzer Prize winners. And I'm pleased to welcome to Soundcheck the winner of this year's Pulitzer Prize in Music, Yehudi Weiner. He won for his piano concerto called Chiavi in Mano, which was performed in Boston back in February and not yet available as a recording. At age 76, he's composed many works, won two Guggenheim Fellowships, and was honored with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center's Elise Stroger Award for lifetime contributions to chamber music. Yehudi, welcome and congratulations.
Oh, thanks. That's a very kind introduction.
Well, now, you're in Italy. Last time we called a Pulitzer Prize winner, it was Paul Moravec, and we reached him. He was also in Italy. What is that, like, the secret? You go on vacation in Italy and wait for the call?
Well, I don't know if we go on vacations. Paul Moravec is a very astute and very inventive and industrious composer. I suspect he goes to Italy to be in a kind of retreat. So that he can concentrate on his work.
And is that why you're there?
Very much so. We've gone for many, many years. I've had an immensely long experience with Italy. And first of all, I mean, above all, I love the country. Mm-hmm. I love the countryside. I've learned the language quite well. I have friends here who I simply adore and love being with. I don't mind the wine a bit. And the food actually has the capacity to make you want to eat more and more and more and more, which means that when by the time we get back to back home, it becomes a very strenuous diet.
Uh-huh.
Now, anyway, yeah, I mean, I come here really for R&R on a minor basis and to work and concentrate on a major basis.
Well, now, the Pulitzer Prize-winning piece is a piano concerto with an Italian title. What is the significance of Chiavi in Mano?
Say again? What
is
was
it
the
Chiavi in Mano? Is that
Chiavi,
the name?
Chiavi in Mano. Yeah, it's a very familiar expression in Italy. You see automobile salesmen and housing realtors advertising their wares, and you come and they show the exchange of keys. The sellers will give the keys to the buyer as soon as a down payment is made. In other words, the house is yours. The car is yours. Take the keys.
So, and Chiavi in Mano, key in hand.
Key in hand. And actually, there's a pun involved. After all, the piano is an instrument which is played on the keys.
Right.
And I pride myself on being a fairly decent pianist. And I really engineered this piece, not really as a major thing, but just as a natural outcome of my views. So that the piece sounds very difficult, and it really is difficult. It's a virtuoso piece, but it's not going to do anybody any harm. They're not going to have to stretch or bang or hurt themselves.
What about the audience? Are they stretching to? I mean, how difficult a piece for the audience is this? Would you say,
John? Let me say that I've had a long experience as a composer. I mean, I started sort of writing pieces when I was 5 years old. That's a long time ago.
Mm.
Meantime, I've written a lot of music, chamber music and choral music, symphonic music and so on, theater music, which means all my pieces have been performed, usually by wonderful and world-renowned performers. When the Boston Symphony performed this piece last February, I had a kind of audience response the likes of which I'd never even dreamed about.
Hmm.
It's the kind of thing where people stood and cheered. And that kind of a spontaneous roar of approval is music to my ears, I got to tell you.
Well, now, it has an Italian title, but you have also said that the piece is very American.
That's another ironic thing. You know, there's been a lot of commentary on the fact that when Americans go over to, whether they live in France and in Paris, living in the cafes, or when they go to Germany to study in Berlin, or when they go to Austria or Italy, or Spain, they somehow become because they're removed from their actual everyday activities, they become more identifiable as Americans than ever. They constantly go back to the things that make them unique or make them characteristic, make them American. This happened over and over and over again with writers and so on. I mean, we only need to think of somebody like Hemingway, who we think about as a prototypical American artist, right?
Right.
Writer. And most of those things, or a great many of them, were written elsewhere. The same thing's happened with a lot of composers. And what happened to me is, first of all, I have always drawn on the vernacular for a source of nourishment in my music. And it's not because I wanted to be popular or because I thought that would make the music more accessible, which has become a bad buzzword these days, but because that's part of my background and I can't deny it. It's something that I loved as a child, as a boy, as a teenager, something I played. I played in jazz bands and in club dates. I learned a lot of Art Tatum arrangements and played boogie-woogie, and those things don't go away from those years. That's childhood memories and early foundations for your work.
That's your musical DNA.
That's my musical DNA, along with a lot of other things, because I was also exposed to a lot of Jewish motives in my work and a lot of classical music, to be sure, because I was trained as a pianist and all.
Right.
So, I mean, there are composers who decide to go the purist route. Not me. I decide, almost like Mahler decided, that music has to embrace the whole world.
Well, and in your case, with splendid results, Yehudi Weiner is the winner of the Pulitzer Prize in Music. It was announced yesterday. And Yehudi, I know your phone line there has been burning up all day with congratulatory phone calls, so I won't keep you much longer, just long enough to say congratulations, and when can we finally hear a recording of this piano concerto?
That's a good question. I think let's put pressure on the management. If we can get the Boston Symphony to decide to make a recording or some other recording, other great orchestra, we're ready.
All right. Yehudi, congratulations on the
Pulitzer
Prize. Yehudi Weiner on the phone with us from Italy. This is Soundcheck, and in a moment, Charles Busch on The Art of the Drag Queen, his first feature film, A Very Serious Person, and the documentary, The Lady in Question Is Charles Busch. You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Soundcheck.